कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत् श्री श्रीमत् शिलाई भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत् श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगामयी यमुनामयी की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की समवेद भक्त वृंद की समवेद भक्त वृंद की समवेद भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो 19th चैप्टर 33rd वर्स एषां संस्मरणात् पुंसां सत्यशुद्ध्यन्ति वै ग्रहाः किं पुनर्दर्शनस्पर्शाः पादशौचासनादिभिः एषां संस्मरणात् पुंसां सदय शुध्यन्ति वै ग्रहाः किं पुनर्दर्शनस्पर्शाः पादशौचासनाशनाद्भिः शुध्यन्ति वै ग्रहाः पुनर्दर्शन स्पर्शाः संस्मरणात् पुंसाः सुध्यन्ति वै ग्रहाः एषां संस्मरणात् पुंसां शुध्यन्ति वै ग्रहाः पुनर्दर्शनस्पर्शाः So, word by word translation, Esham, of whom, Samsmarana, remembrance, Pumsam, of a person, Sadhaya, instantly, Shuddhanti, cleanses, Vai, certainly, Griha, all houses, Kim, what, Puna, then, Darshana, meeting, Sparsha, touching, Pada, the feet, Saucha, washing, Asanadibi, by offering a seat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Simply by remembering you, our houses become instantly sanctified. And what to speak of seeing you, touching you, washing your holy feet, and offering you a seat in our home. Purport. The importance of holy places of pilgrimage is due to presence of great sages and saints. It is said that sinful persons go to the holy places and leave their sins there to accumulate. But the presence of great saints disinfects the accumulated sins, and thus holy places continue to remain sanctified by the grace of the devotees and saints present there. If such saints appear in houses of worldly people, certainly the accumulated sins of such worldly enjoyers become neutralized. Therefore, the holy saints actually have no self-interest with the householders. The only aim of such saints is to sanctify the houses of the householders, and the householders therefore should feel grateful when such saints and sages appear at their doors. A householder who dishonors such holy order is a great offender. It is enjoined therefore that householder who does not bow down before a saint at once must undergo fasting for a day in order to neutralize the great offense. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovrishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsham He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we welcome all the devotees who have gathered for this Srimad Bhagavatam class. Actually, many of us, before coming to International Society for Krishna Consciousness, were not even aware of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? For us, Bhagavad Gita we had heard. Srimad Bhagavatam, even today, when the December marathon, we try to sell it, people, Bhagavatam, they say, wo hai hamare paas. Actually, they are having Gita. So we never had read it. Forget about Chaitanya Charitamrita. We had never heard. CC. Of course, CC, only in the college, people use Central Canteen. That was the only CC we used to know. Whenever we are reading Bhagavad Gita, we think that we go into mood of Arjuna as if Krishna is instructing me. Actually, we should understand that whether I am Arjun, we should ask ourselves, or whether I am from that Kaurava party. Because those Kauravas, they heard the Gita, but they couldn't follow it. And we also have heard it, but we are not able to follow. Similarly, like if we think we are Arjun, we should have the capacity to reject a Urvashi. We have so much tendency for enjoying whatever we see. And therefore, we should be in that fallen mood. That, you know, that I am not Arjuna. Maybe I am a Kaurava. Maybe I was in that battlefield and killed, and that's how I am here. Similarly, while hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, we should never think, you know, when the sages of Naimisharanya were praying that man the suman the matayo. So whenever we go for preaching, we are also very heavy. Manda sumanda matayo. And you know, Kaliyug people are manda sumanda. Actually, we should consider ourselves manda sumanda. Actually, more than the karmis, we are sumanda, manda bhagya. Because we have understood everything. We have understood the philosophy. We have got the path, but we are not able to follow. So actually, who is more manda bhagya? They don't know. The karmis don't know. But we know, but still we are not able to follow. So we are more unfortunate than them. Actually, we have been made fortunate by being blessed with devotional service. So then in my spiritual life, when I got introduced to the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then somebody one day told me that the Bhagavad Gita is Arjun and Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavat is Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit. But then when you study the whole first canto, which is about to end now, Sukadeva Goswami is almost not speaking a single word. Sukadeva Goswami starts speaking from the second canto, first verse. And he says that your questions are very nice. And from second one's verse onwards, you know, Shrota Vyadini Rajendra Nunam Santi Sahastrasha Opashyatam Atma Tattvam, you know, Griheshu Grahamedinam. He just starts heavy, heavy doses. And then Nidra Hyate Naktam Vyavayena Cha Vyavaya Divyecha Artha Haya Rajan Kutumba Bharnenava. He says that these householders, they pass their night either in sleeping and daytime making money. So then, you know, sometimes a householder may think that we have to make money and night we have to sleep. So this is such a heavy dose, you know. And therefore the first canto actually prepares us to hear from Sukadeva Goswami. You know, it's more of warming up. Fourth verse also he says, you know, Deha Patra Kalatra Disho Atma Sainyesho Asatsoapi. All this children, wife, family members, you know, these are fallible soldiers. So imagine Bhagavatam starting with these three verses. This is what actually he started when he spoke to Parikshit Maharaj. Now, who is Sukhdev Goswami? Okay? He is Srimati Radharani's parrot, Shuka. So he is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So whatever actually he is speaking, like a servant also speaks the mood of the master. Disciple speaks the guru's mood. So we have to understand that it's not that. So we say Gita is by Lord Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam is by Srimati Radharani's representative. Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually Srimati Radharani because Lord Chaitanya is in mood of Srimati Radharani. So whatever he is speaking, whatever he is doing is in mood of Srimati Radharani. So therefore we call Chaitanya Charitamrita as a postgraduate study of our institution. In yesterday's verse, you know, Pratap Rudra was compared with Parikshit Maharaj and Srila Haridas Thakur Prabhu gave such a nice class. So in that verse it was said that, you know, Parikshit was accepted by Sukhdev Goswami, Pratap Rudra was rejected by Lord Chaitanya, purport, not in the verse, purport Srila Prabhupada writes. So such high standards. So when Pratap Rudra Maharaj gave up his kingly clothes, then Lord Chaitanya accepted him. Sukhdev Goswami accepted Parikshit because he had already renounced the clothes and come. But Pratap Rudra was still in a mood of king. So when Pratap Rudra became Parikshit, the Lord accepted him. So sometimes people ask that name of Srimati Radharani is not there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now what to speak of name? The whole Bhagavatam is spoken by the parrot, a representative of the Srimati Radharani. When people ask why, you know, Radharani is given so much importance, people in Vrindavan, why they chant Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. So one answer to this is when Radharani was asked by Lord Krishna to descend in this world, she said, I will come only if I am accompanied by three things, Yamuna, Vrindavan, Dham and Govardhan. So all three have come to this world just because of Srimati Radharani. So Vrindavan, the one reason people say Radhe Radhe is because this dham has come on request of Srimati Radharani. Okay? So, as I said that the first canto is just warming up. It's more of an advertisement for us to receive the heavy doses. Second canto, all of us know the verses, kind of verses Sukhdev Goswami speaks, you know, when the hands are there, why we need a pillow? And so first canto advertises us to come, like first chapter, questions by the sages. They invite us to drink the Srimad Bhagavatam, Pibata Bhagavatam. Come, come and drink the nectar. In the second chapter, divinity and divine service, evam prasanna manoso, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you will become prasanna. Third chapter, they say Krishna is the source of all incarnation and Indrari Vyakulam Loke. So when even Indra is in distress, his distress is relieved by Krishna. So what to speak of your distress? Krishna relieves the distress of the king of the demigods. So your problems also can be solved. So please come and worship Krishna. The fourth chapter, which is about Srimati, which is about Sri Narada and Vyasadeva's frustrations. So Vyasadeva, after writing all the Vedic literatures, is frustrated. So just to tell us that the material knowledge cannot give us happiness. It's only the spiritual knowledge which is going to give us happiness. That's what they tell. And then when Narada appears there on the fifth chapter, Vyasadeva is the one who has written all the Vedic literature. He bows down before Narada. So what I learned from that chapter is that you may be learned, you may have written Vedas, but before your guru, before your teacher, You have to be humble. So fifth chapter teaches us to surrender. And in the sixth chapter, Narad Muni tells his story that how he was son of a maid servant. And just by serving devotees, he became a Narada. So importance of serving, and even if you are a son of a maid servant, no qualification needed to be in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Even a son of a maid servant can become qualified by serving devotees. Chapter 7, where Ashwatthama is punished. Not punished, no, he firstly throws the Brahmastra on Arjuna. Which kind of advertises to us that, see, you know, Krishna can protect you from a Brahmastra also. Thanks to that movie Brahmastra, because of that people came to know that something like Brahmastra is there. But they don't know what actual Brahmastra is. It's so. And also at the end of that chapter, after Draupadi's sons are killed and Ashwatthama is captured and brought before her, she forgives. So that is also advertisement. See how a devotee becomes merciful by you know, he can forgive the enemy also. So if you want to become merciful like Draupadi, read this. Chapter 8 is prayers by Queen Kunti. You know, this is the first chapter titled as prayers, and it is by a lady. Sometimes, you know, in this there is this gender discrimination and people are unhappy. But the first chapter in the Srimad Bhagavatam of the prayers is by a lady and Queen Kunti. Queen Kunti, before coming to ISKCON, only thing we knew about Queen Kunti is that she gave birth to Karna before her marriage. And that's what everybody just thought. But I never knew that she was such a great devotee. That there is one chapter of prayers. And that prayer exactly runs, you know, in that Samprarthanitmika, where she says, Namo Pankajana Abhaya, then goes to Dainya Bodhika, cut off my attachment, and Lalsa Mai, that let my attraction flow to you, O Krishna, like the Ganges flow to the ocean. Chapter 9, passing away of Bhishma Dev, you know, it tells us that even on deathbed you can do devotional service. People talk about Ashtanga Yoga and all. You cannot do Ashtanga Yoga when you are in ICU. But on deathbed, you can still be, and that too, you know, pierced by arrows, Bhishma Dev. And on that deathbed, he is such a great devotee, he is welcoming Krishna, he is welcoming all the guests. So we cannot do devotional service on the hospital bed. Sometimes we are admitted and we have so much difficulty in chanting, right? People complain that, you know, once I am sick and admitted, and how you can pass away peacefully even in that stage. Chapter 10, departure of Lord Krishna to Dwarka. And in that there is a section called Ladies of Hastinapur Glorify Krishna. So normal ladies, they are just ladies in that kingdom. So they just glorify and they appear in the pages of Bhagavatam. And so you don't have to be always a king or a sage to be in the pages of Bhagavatam. Chapter 11, Lord Krishna's entrance in Dwarka. And in that, you know, verse number 20, which was very important for me, you know, they have talked about expert dramatist, artist, dancer, singers, historians, genealogist, learned spink. No, you know, anybody can worship Krishna. Even you are a drama actor doing drama all the time, still you can do devotional service. Chapter 12, birth of Parikshit Maharaj, where you can do devotional service in the womb also. You know, it can start there. Dhritarashtra king quits home, shows us that how devotional service is possible. Even if you have wasted your life, at the end still there is a hope. Dhritarashtra did all nonsense throughout. But at the end, he understood. Now many elderly people who come to ISKCON, you know, they complain that, you know, we came very late. See here, Dhritarashtra. Okay, 5 days from there he left his body. In 5 days he perfected himself. So we should not be just crying that why I came late, why I came late. In my life also, 1992, when I got admitted in JJ Hospital as a medical student, I had come here. I saw this, but I didn't come inside. So no, I kept on lamenting that, yeah, why didn't I come? But it's okay, whenever I have come now, what I am doing now, am I chanting attentively, am I hearing nicely? So don't lament, act on it. Disappearance of Lord Krishna, chapter 14 tells us that even if Krishna is gone, the Bhagavatam is there. Chapter 15, you know, when Arjun starts remembering Krishna's teachings, so Krishna is gone, the Bhagavad Gita is here. So that is what they are telling us, you know, in the first canto, that okay, you know, don't wait for this yugas to change. The Bhagavatam is here, take advantage of it. Bhagavad Gita is here. Chapter 16, 17 are the dealings of Parikshit with Kali. And Parikshit also thought that, okay, Kali Yuga is bad. But still, the process in Kali Yuga, that is the chanting of the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. This process is so easy. And people, you know, sometimes we always feel that our Indian culture should come back and, you know, Britishers came and they westernized the country. That's okay. Because they westernized the country, everybody has learned English. Srila Prabhupada learned in an English school. He translated the Bhagavatam, which was in Sanskrit, into English. And today, because English has become universal language, we have people in Australia, New Zealand, everybody is chanting. So, what has happened? It always happens for the good. Chapter 18, where Parikshit is cursed by a Brahmana boy, the lesson which I learned here is, Parikshit, if I would have just seen Parikshit in that phase, if I would have been in Shamik Rushi's ashram, I see king coming, shouting at the sage, taking a snake, putting around him and going. If I just observe Parikshit that much, I would have offended him then and there. But then, what happens in next chapter is he accepts the curse. You know, they don't retaliate. Okay, kshapta kshipta hata api nasya tat pratikurvanti. They don't react even if cursed, and he just walks and hears the Srimad Bhagavata. So this whole first canto is warming us so that we can hear from Sukhdev Goswami. And this verse which we are discussing today, simply by remembering you, our houses become instantly sanctified. These are kind of almost nearly the same words which Venkat Bhatt said to Lord Chaitanya. And today is Gopal Bhatta Goswami's appearance day. So, I'll just speak about Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita. All of us know that he seeked the blessings of everyone and he went to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami, you know, humbly said that my name should not appear. Nowadays everybody is after name. Everybody's name. Okay? And today's age hashtag. I am also one of them. You know, even if you put some photo, we put a hashtag below thinking that this photo will go viral and then people will come in searching for me that who is this hashtag Ata Bola, kon hai ye. But then, here a book has been written, Gopal Bhatta Goswami contributes, he said, no hashtag Gopal Bhatta Goswami, this whole name should not appear in the book, this is humility. We are talking about Srirangam, which is in Tanjore district on the banks of Kaveri River, a center for Lakshmi Narayan worship. The world's largest temple is there, where Venkat Bhatt, Tirumal Bhatt, Prabodhananda Saraswati, three brothers were staying. And when they saw Lord Chaitanya dancing in the Srirangam temple, exactly this time of the year, where Chaturmas begins, And Venkat Bhat invites Lord Chaitanya to come and spend the entire Chaturmas of 4 months in his house. Now there, it's not that they knew each other. He just saw that this, he looks like a great personality. Let me associate with him. And this is the verse exactly we are talking about. I was so happy when I read the translation. It's Venkat Bhat exactly is following what is given in the purport and translation. In Mumbai, 4 months, in Mumbai somebody messages me that I'm going to come to your house for 4 days. We start getting heartburns. You know, 4 days isko handle kon karega? You know, lunch, dinner, dropping here, there, you know, the life. At least my life is like Indian Railways, you know, one goes here, 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 pick up, drop, and suddenly a guest comes for 4 days. You know, that such kind of guest reception we should learn. Calling somebody to stay for 4 months in your house, spend entire Chaturmas. Now see Lord Chaitanya's preaching style. Lord Chaitanya, who was Lord Krishna himself, he wanted to teach Venkat Bhat that you are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, but why don't you upgrade to worshipping Radha Krishna? But then before doing that, he glorifies Lakshmi Devi. This is preaching. He says, Lakshmi Devi is the goddess of fortune. She is the most chaste woman in the creation. You know, glorifying Lakshmi Devi. So Venkat Bhat also becomes happy. Yeah, he is glorifying goddess Lakshmi. But then he said, however, why did she leave Vaikuntha and perform austerities? No, Venkat Bhat was till that point not aware of this subtle difference between Krishna and Narayana. None of us were aware when, unless, until we read the Vedic scriptures. General masses, everybody knows, everybody feels Krishna is one of the avatar coming from Narayana. So Venkat Bhat says, okay, Krishna is also Narayana. Higher version, pro, something like that, you know, people say nowadays. So, it's okay, she is not unchaste, you know. Krishna is just, actual words, huh? Higher version, that is what he says. It's a higher version of Narayan, Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya says, no, no. Krishna does some leela, like Ras Leela and all in conjugal rasa, where he surpasses Narayan. And there, Venkat Bhat starts accepting defeat. And then Lord Chaitanya said, it's not Lakshmi's fault. She was not allowed in the Ras dance. This is reserved for the intimate devotees. Then Venkat Bhat starts asking that, why Lakshmi was not allowed? And then, you know, with what humility, he's never challenging. Now imagine you are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan for whole life. And suddenly somebody comes, a guest staying in your house for 4 months, and he challenges your faith. Venkat Bhat is the acharya of accepting flexibility, accepting if it is coming from the Vedas, you learn to change yourself, you not to upgrade your thoughts. You know, people are not ready, they are very rigid. So he said, I am an ordinary human being. He never said that I have been worshipping Ranganath Swami for so many years. He said, this is humility. This is how you should be before your teacher. You know, he knows Lord Chaitanya is Bhagwan by understanding the features. He said, I get very easily agitated. So my mind cannot enter the pastimes of the Lord. So if our mind is getting agitated, we cannot understand the Shastras easily. So, and of accepting defeat before a superior authority, it is good for us. Okay, people are like, no, people fight so much. Whenever we preach, people fight so much for Karna. You know, when in my preaching they fight for Duryodhan, why he was hit here. They will never say that why Duryodhan tried to strip away Draupadi. They will never say that Karna called her a prostitute and insulted her. But why Arjuna hit Karna when he was on the ground? People are after that. But not what Karna did in his life. You know, what Duryodhan did in his life. So people are more of like, sar kata sakte, but jhukenge nahi. Recently there was a movie where, you know, that whole dialogue came up, झुकेंगे नहीं, so again so झुकना पड़ता है, unless you humble yourself you will not understand this knowledge. Arjun, who was kind of झुकेगा नहीं person, first chapter he then bows down in the second chapter 7th verse that I surrender, please instruct me. Lord Chaitanya himself, he said he was defeated by Ishwarapuri. Srila Prabhupada said he was defeated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Venkat Bhat becomes humble and he says, you only tell me that what is the truth. So then Lord Chaitanya says that Krishna attracts everyone by conjugal love. You know? And this is the love of the gopis. Ahaituki apratihata. So we have this story of gopis giving their dust for relieving Krishna's headache. You know, then Narad Muni tells them that if you give away your dust, you will go to hell and suffer. And, you know, but they said, no, we don't mind going to hell if our dust relieves Krishna's headache. We don't mind going to hell. So I was just always thinking that what is the significance of this in my life? You know, I am not a gopi, I am not at that higher level. So I am a struggling sadhaka. I am a struggling sadhaka. So whose headache I can relieve? Krishna is too far for me. I can relieve my guru's headache. Srila Prabhupada said, don't make your guru come to the material world again and again. Till the point a single disciple is here, guru has to come to pick him up. So I can relieve my guru's headache by chanting properly. By tolerating these hellish circumstances. Why I am using the word hellish circumstances? Currently, we are pulled on one side by Maya, that come, enjoy. So sometimes we feel so frustrated. We feel that this is, I want to go here to Krishna, but Maya is pulling me. And we feel that this is a very uncomfortable situation. But gopis say that we don't mind going to hell to relieve the headache of Lord Krishna. So we should tolerate this uncomfortable situation to relieve our guru's headache so that he doesn't have to come again and again to the material world. So Lord Chaitanya says that and one lesson, you know, here Lakshmi cannot enter Raslila and Sahajiyas, you know, they put on the gopi dress and they start dancing in like a female. They need to understand that even Lakshmi could not enter the Raslila and they are trying to enter. So these three brothers, they were listening. As they were listening, the small child, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was serving Lord Chaitanya and listening also. He got so much attached to Lord Chaitanya that when Lord Chaitanya was about to leave, he started crying. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, when Lord Chaitanya was, after 4 months of Chaturmas, he said, I want to leave. Gopal Bhatta Goswami started crying. So Lord Chaitanya stayed for some more days. And then one day in the dream, Lord Chaitanya showed him the entire Navadvip pastime. Okay? And showed him that I am the Lord Krishna. I am the same Shyam Sundar. And then he gave him instruction also that you go to Vrindavan after you serve your parents because they are great devotees. And after they pass away, you go to Vrindavan where you will meet two jewels, Rupa and Sanatan. And I have given my mentality for them. They are writing books. Sri Chaitanya Manobhrishtam. Help them and your disciples should help both of them to spread whatever they have written everywhere in the world. So this dream, sometimes people say, Krishna came in the dream. Actually, when if Krishna would have come into your dream, you would have never told anyone because you would have lost all the desire to be famous also. You know, sometimes people say, Krishna came. Krishna came into your dream means you are purified now. Completely purified. You don't have desire to go and tell somebody that I am great, that Krishna came in my dream. Okay. So, people keep on dreaming. The actual devotee who dreams never tells anybody. Madhavendra Puri, so many times, you know, Krishna used to come in his dream. So, Gopal Bhatta Goswami went to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya again confirmed whatever was told in the dreams. Okay? And said to him that you joined Rupa and Sanatana. And then he gave him two instructions. Always engage in hearing and chanting. And never keep your mind vacant. So these are two very important instructions for us. Why, how we should avoid keeping our mind vacant? By always engaging in hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. So we engage ourselves in hearing and chanting, our mind will not remain. Moment mind will remain vacant, other things will pour in. So he took Diksha initially from Prabodhananda Saraswati's uncle, learned Sanskrit, and he kept on thinking about Lord Chaitanya, the time he had spent with him. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami reached Vrindavan, Rupa and Sanatan welcome him. But Lord Chaitanya was anxious here in Puri that whether Gopal Bhatta has reached. And then he wrote a letter to Rupa and Sanatan that has Gopal Bhatta reached, you know, Vrindavan? And Rupa Goswami wrote a letter that he has reached here. All the residents of Vrindavan are happy. You know? And we are hearing from Gopal Bhatta, you know, that how Lord Chaitanya spent 4 months in your house. And then further he writes, Rupa Goswami writes that Govinda Dev came in my dream and told that Gopal Bhatta should serve me. Now just see the level of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. That a deity comes in dream of Rupa Goswami and tells that I want him to serve me. You know, sometimes in our altar, we have desire to dress Gopinath, we have desire to dress a particular deity. And if we don't get, we fight with the head pujari, that why are you giving him or her again and again chance. So we should understand that Krishna will inspire from the heart whenever we want to do the deity worship. When Lord Chaitanya received that letter, he danced. He danced with that letter. And he was running in Puri from person to person. He told Nityananda, he told Gadadhar Pandit that see, and he that time started telling that I knew his devotion when he was a small boy. Marathi we say ki baalache paay paanyat distat. So you can easily identify how what this child is going to do in the future. So Lord Chaitanya was dancing. He said, I knew he is going to become a great devotee. So now Lord Chaitanya sends back a letter and a parcel. You know, in postal service, there are two things. One is letter, thin parcel. So in that parcel, it was Lord Chaitanya's kopin and seat where he used to sit. So everybody opened that pack in Vrindavan and they saw this tadiya things and they started dancing. And then Lord Gopal Bhatta Goswami opens the letter. And in this letter again two instructions were written. Do not become dependent on security. No, ye security nahi apna. Normally, you know, security. Hamare hostel mein na security nahi tha. So everybody used to say, sir, security love, security love. So I used to use this word. Do not become dependent on security. Because chori andar ke andar hota. Security to darwaze pe baitha. So by security Lord Chaitanya meant personal money. If you have some money, you know, we feel so secure. Aray, paisa hai. So, kuch bhi ho jayega, I can go to hospital, give that money, they will save me. No, Lord Chaitanya said, do not become dependent on security. And second instruction, do not adopt a permanent residence. You know, these two instructions were directly given in that letter. And we are so, you know, we have so many fixed places. Fixed place for chanting, fixed place for standing while darshan, fixed place for chant, everything. And usme aake koi bhi baithta hai, toh we feel so uncomfortable. Ki are ye kaise aa gaya idhar? Kaun hai ye? Naya kahan se aa gaya? You know, Lord Chaitanya says, do not adopt a permanent residence. Okay? No fixed place for anything. Somebody is there, you go to some other place. Please spend most of your time assisting Rupa and Sanatan in writing. Study their scriptures. You know, this is what we have to do in Vrindavan. Now, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Lord Chaitanya gives him instructions, study the scriptures of Rupa and Sanatan. Now, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was a person who had associated with Lord Chaitanya for 4 months. 4 months staying with Lord Chaitanya. The kind of purification that must have happened, you know. Still, he used to read scriptures. Like we have Rupa and Sanatan chanting on the beads to teach us that we should chant on the beads. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he used to read regularly. And that's what Srila Prabhupada used to do. Read. That's what Srila Prabhupada's disciples do. You know, you go, Ravindra Radhanath Swami Maharaj is here, his morning, he's hearing Srila Prabhupada's lecture. You know. So we should also start our day. Actually, I make it a point of starting my day every day by hearing Srila Prabhupada's lecture. You know, and end by reading Srila Prabhupada's book. Because that is our bread and butter. You know, that is basic philosophy. Sometimes you always feel that, you know, I need some nectar, I need some, you know, to speak somewhere. No. But for our sustenance, Srila Prabhupada's books, lectures. Now, this Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he himself had written books like Satkriya Sartha Dipika for Grahasthas, Samskar Dipikas for Sannyasis. He edited the Hari Bhakti Vilas of Sanatan Goswami. He gave an introduction to the Shadasandarbhas of Jiva Goswami. He wrote a commentary on Krishna Karanamrita. He was like a moving scripture. But still he read books. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sometimes used to say, go and preach. And if needed, speak. So preaching is more by our behavior. People from, you know, all over the world used to come to Vrindavan to ask doubts from the scriptures. And all of us know that how when he went to the Gandaki river in Nepal, the 12 Shaligram Shilas, you know, they kind of used to jump into his kamandalu and he used to again, you know, put them back in the river again while he used to take water, the 12 Shilas, and he gets them. And the famous story of how a day before Narasimha Chaturdashi, he felt that everybody is, you know, buying the dress from that dress wala person, merchant. But no dress for my Srila, so if I had a deity and he sleeps and the Radharaman ji appears. Now, currently if we go to Vrindavan, after Mughals attacked Govindadev, Madan Mohan, Gopinath ji from Vrindavan, all shifted to Jaipur. Therefore, Jio Jaipur is called Gupta Vrindavan. But Radharaman deity was so small, you know, they could manage to keep it in Vrindavan. They used to keep it in the tree. Marathi madhe ami tyala doli manto. There are some gaps in the trees. So they used to keep it there. Sometimes they used to put Radharaman in a boat. And they used to leave that boat in a lake. And they used to guard it from all the sides. Well, the deity was so small that there was no need for it to be taken to Vrindavan. But the beauty is that today if you go to Vrindavan, so Radha Shyam Sundar is also there. But Radha Raman is the one of the prominent, only original deity apart from Radha Shyam Sundar, which is there. Now somebody may feel that we had Madan Mohan, Gopinath, you know. But the face of Radha Raman is Govinda Dev. His chest is like Gopinath and his feet are like Madan Mohan. So all of them are actually there in the Vrindavan in form of Radharaman. So that one deity suffices for all the three deities who have left. Of course the Pratibhu deities are there. And there next to Radharaman is the crown which represents Srimati Radharani. So once Gopal Bhatta Goswami felt that my father had told me that I should worship Lord Chaitanya and I am worshipping Krishna, although Radharaman, but it has appeared, but my father had told me never leave the worship of Lord Chaitanya. So one day in his dream, Radharaman turned into Lord Chaitanya. So when he was satisfied, it again turned into Radharaman. So Lord Chaitanya instructed his disciples instructed Gopal Bhatta Goswami that your disciples should help Rupa and Sanatana and spread. And one of his prominent disciples was Srinivas Acharya, who used to go directly to the king, turn the king into a devotee, and the entire kingdom used to turn into Vaishnavas. Now this principle was adopted by Srila Prabhupada. Hunting the rhino, that is what they used to say. You know, go to the king, preach him, then all kingdom becomes disciple. So he had one disciple, Gopinath Pujari. He wanted his family should serve, but he was a sannyasi. So his younger brother, Damodar Das, Gopal Bhatta Goswami told him to marry, and his ancestors are still serving Radharaman. Now coming to the end of my lecture. In Vrindavan, Gopal Bhatta Goswami's samadhi is on the left side of Radharaman temple. He was Guna Manjiri. And what is the take home for us from Gopal Bhatta Goswami? We talk about lust. And beyond lust is subtle lust, desire for pratishtha. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami is an acharya who teaches us this. Okay, by his one sentence that my name should not appear in Chaitanya Charitamrita. By that he has told us that this desire for pratishtha, which is very subtle. So if we have to pray to Gopal Bhatta Goswami today on his appearance day, we need to pray that the way you gave up this desire for pratishtha, which our acharyas called as shukare ravishtha, the stool of a hog. So which give me power that I don't run after pratishtha. And that is what Gopal Bhatta Goswami stands for. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jaya.